Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, I'm back, and I want to give a big shout out to Sue Crogsdale, who discovered our fine community by podcasts. She found us on the internet, got comfortable with what Kim and I are talking about, she sold her home real fast and had to find another place to live, and so she has become a new neighbor. So welcome, and I've also learned that there are a lot of you who have moved here since we shut down, and you haven't really met very many people yet, except for Kim and me, at least our voices. And trust me, this place is wonderful. You're going to love it as soon as it opens up. None of us were expecting this, but we'll get through it. And the board met today, and Kim is here to give us some updates. Kim?
Good afternoon, everyone. That realtor who sold that lady a house, she owes me a prime rib dinner, I think.
It would be.
Darn tootin'.
And a bottle of wine.
God darn. Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're doing well. As you all can read, hear, listen to TV, California's highest in COVID cases at the moment. Hospitalizations are going up. So there's no question the board's watching this really close because no matter what, your health and safety matter the most, and we don't need to wait around to do some safety checks after somebody dies. We got to do what we can do. But first, a couple little things. A golfer requested that the driving range be open before 10 a.m. So the board looked at that today, and what we pulled was the reservations, the golf playing reservations for the last 2 weeks, and found that very few people are playing after 8 a.m., meaning there's plenty of room on the driving range because very few people are playing after 8 a.m. Most people, because of the heat, are teeing off between 6 and 8. So the board decided that the driving range can open starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. It does not mean that the south side of the driving range will be open at all. So the driving range on the south side of the driving range at the other end, you cannot take balls down there. Same story. You cannot use the tee box down there. The practice area is available at the south side. You just have to use your own golf balls. So starting tomorrow, the driving range will open at 8 o'clock. You pay a fee, and then everybody's happy, and we'll do that. Somebody did ask the question how it's going over Sun City, Palm Desert. Their cases are rising. I think it's above 33 now. They had two deaths. We get the rest of the figures after I get home tonight. Sun City, Palm Desert is treated by the county as a separate entity all by itself because Sun City, Palm Desert is not within the city limits of Palm Desert. So they had to treat it a little separate. So, and we watch that because they're so similar to us. It helps us make decisions. Let's see what else. Let's talk about the budget before I get into COVID story and trying to convince you all to be extremely safe. The budget, in the past, we talked about the fact that, yes, we lost a lot of revenue when the golf closed, when the shadows closed. And then we had to make adjustments based upon staffing to try to absorb that economic loss of income. Now, when we do projections, I think in a podcast here a couple weeks ago, I told you that our projection was only about a $25,000 additional budget loss, which at that time was true. But here's what's going on. We were projecting that we felt that by November, we would be open. Fully open, operational. When people come back, golfers are back, guests are back, fitness classes are going. So those projections are based upon a full operation come November. Now, there is the possibility that won't happen. Given everything that's going on, we need to prepare for the worst case scenario. So FAC has been working on a projected budget shortfall based on if we don't get to open, if we can't open up the golf course to outside people or don't want to for safety reasons, what if the Canadians can't come back because of some insurance issues that are prevailing at the moment? So we're going to be running projections based upon limited income in October, November, December, in order to then determine what's the financial impact. Now, even in preliminary budget forecasts, there is no anticipation of a special assessment whatsoever. And the reason is that wonderful Finance Advisory Committee has budgeted well over the last 3 years to make sure that our working capital amount, the amount of money we have there to deal with emergencies, will more than offset what's going on with this potential planning of a shortfall of revenue. So there's no anticipation of a special assessment at all, so put that aside. I'm talking about this because I did tell you originally, if you remember way back, I said there could be a $200,000 to $300,000 shortfall as a result of all this shutdown, and that our working capital will account for it. We'll be okay. Then we reduced that $200,000 to $300,000 shortfall down to $25,000, if I remember I talked about here a little while ago. Well, now that $25,000 is going to go up. There's no doubt about it, if we can't open normally come October. And so we're just going to do the projections and see. And so in a month, I'll have those projections and we'll talk about it. In which case, it could go either direction. If we do get to open, it's one thing. If we don't get to open, and what I mean by open is fully normally operations. You know, you have classes, the gym's open, all that kind of stuff. So we'll see, but I'm preparing you. There is definitely not going to be a budget surplus. Last year we had a budget surplus, and that reduced your dues by $8. Folks, that is not going to happen. We're surviving this storm. So we want to be careful there. I talked to you last week about indoor swimming, wearing masks. You are required to wear a mask when you walk into that indoor pool area. You wear a mask to your table, and then you can take it off to swim. So, and then you can take it off to swim, and then you put the mask back on to leave the building. I also talked about, I think you should be kind to staff. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no use getting upset with staff. You just make your situation worse. Let me see if I can give you an example. You're driving down the road and a policeman pulls you over. The red lights go off. First thing in my mind, I'm looking at my speedometer. What did I do wrong? Did I go through red light? What did I do? And so they pull me over. And if the policeman walks up to you and you start yelling at him and swearing at him, what do you think your chances are of getting away with a warning? What do you think? The logic is it could get a whole lot worse. They'll start picking on you, whether your lights are out. Who knows what? Well, yes, we had a resident go into the indoor pool area, and the nice staff lady said, "I'm sorry, you're required to wear a mask," and cited the gentleman, at which point the gentleman decided to be verbally abusive. Folks, I will tell you, on my watch, I will not allow it. I have no tolerance whatsoever. You verbally abuse a staff member, I'm going to come after you. I'm going to cite you. It's $200. I'll bring you to board, and I will have no sympathy whatsoever. Leave the staff alone. That gentleman will get a $200 fine for the verbal abuse and probably no break on the $200 fine for the mask. Please, let's be kind out here. You don't need to beat up on a staff person doing their job. It's not nice. Now let's talk about a COVID story. Now we get a real live story that came to roost here at Sun City Shadow Hills. I'm going to read you a message that came to me on June 8th. And this was to the president and the board. Now, if you remember around the beginning of June, Riverside County was opening up restaurants and gyms. If you all recall, we did have the ability to open up Shadows and we had the ability to open up the gym, and we didn't do it. The board took the position they didn't feel it was safe yet, and we would not open the Shadows restaurant and we would not open the gym for use. And I totally get and understand why so many of you wrote me an email that you weren't happy. I understand you're not happy, but there's, you know, decisions have to be made, and we were trying to err on the side of safety. Now, as it turned out, I give the board a lot of credit on this one. They took a lot of heat, but I think their foresight turned out to be pretty doggone accurate, because it didn't take long before restaurants were shut down and gyms were shut down, and things started happening. So let me read you what happened on June 8th. This was around that time, beginning of June. To the board, get out of your house and look around. I have been out dancing at such and such cafe in Palm Desert, no masking, everybody having a great time. Been out to this other place for drinks and DJ for 3 weeks. I've been to another place. I'm not using names or places where this person was for reasons, legal reasons. And we had music and dancing. I'm 73 years old, and my dance group has been having and rotating dinner dances at different houses around the desert for 6 to 7 weeks, no masking. We're all in great shape, health-wise, after all. Oh, Shadow Hills, please open up. Well, I wrote to that person because they requested the fact that they wanted to have a gathering at their home, and I said, as I've always said, the state order is still in effect about stay at home, no gatherings, no visitors. You, as a resident, are responsible to follow the state order. That's still in place. This came out on this person's Facebook page. Okay, people, this may freak out some of my close friends, but I have to be forthright. I recently tested positive for COVID-19. On June 29th, I went in for a COVID test. Well, 11 days later, meaning today, Saturday, July 11th, I got my test results back. They came back positive for COVID-19. On June 13th, 14th, he was at a cafe dancing. A few days later, reported that to another place, and some family and friends came to visit. He then had to report to family that he has COVID. He's reported this to the people in his dance group. A few days after, on June 16th, he had fever and a bad headache. He got worse. Pretty soon was totally fatigued. I'm having to take out sections here. And his body ached all over. He quarantined himself for what he considered a long enough time. It was 11 to 14 days. He was told minimum 10, maybe 14. So he then went to another party because the people after 11 days and he felt okay, thought it was going to be okay. So he went to a party on July 4th, 16 days after the fever broke. Everybody thought it would probably be safe. You know, that word probably could just come back to haunt you. So he had a mild case of COVID-19. He did test positive. Fortunately, and this person as well. I'm glad of that. Any rate, he put this on the Facebook page so that everybody will be aware. And everybody that's in contact with him. I thanked him for letting me know. He wrote back to me saying he followed the quarantine protocols, didn't go anywhere. He put this on Facebook to let his friends know in the area. So far, none of the friends have tested positive. I mean, one of the reasons, keep in mind, one of the reasons you isolate yourself is if you go out to an outside area and come back in, you don't affect other people here. That's the point. You isolate this down so it doesn't move around. Why do you think the bars opened up? Everything went crazy, and now they closed them back down. So he did write to me to say, as far as my earlier remarks about opening up our complex, you can disregard that now. Well, you think? I have no issues with what the board is doing regarding your dealing with the COVID-19 restrictions. I would rather err on the side of caution and safety. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's the true life story that's now coming to our complex. I urge you, caution, No visitors, no gatherings, wear a mask. The board is watching this very closely. Every day, we are trying not to institute additional restrictions. But if it becomes necessary, we will. Two hot spots, in our opinion, the North Channel with people walking. If you're going to walk your dog and you get too close to somebody, we're not helping our case here. Wear masks out there. Too many people are seen too close together. That concerns us. Too many people too close together in the dog parks. The board discussed today about requiring masks in those areas, even outdoors. They said no for the moment and appealing to your good sense of well-being and your responsibility. Please wear a mask out in these areas. If you at all have a doubt, wear the mask. It's pretty clear. So we are watching it closely. As you all know, things are happening in California. We don't know when we'll be able to open up anything. But in the meantime, be very, very careful. It is around. It's in here. And I wish you all very safe and healthy couple of days. But take care. Take care. Be careful.
Thank you for your attention. We'll be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.